This is Andrew for Geek News Central coming to you from the Gadget Show live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Miles from Samsung. Samsung are here with Yale to talk about their smart things and the new Yale locks. Miles, do you want to tell us a little bit more about Samsung smart things?
Yeah, I'm happy to do so. So we haven't got a kit live to show you at the moment, so I can show you what it's going to look like. So what we're actually doing is a starter kit. So it's going to be a Samsung SmartThings starter kit that's going to come with one of the Yale locks for $299. Just to run through what comes in the Yale kit. So first of all, you've got your hub. And your hub's the central of everything. Your hub's what's going to control and connect to all your smart devices and all the wireless devices throughout the home as well. Next will be a motion sensor. Now, what the motion sensor will be is that's going to be a sensor inside the house that'll be able to sense movement inside the house and outside the house as well. What it'll also be able to do is trigger any lights. For example, you can set it up so if someone walks into the living room, into the kitchen, those lights will come on when they come in, or when they sense there's no more movement, those lights can turn off in there as well. Again, that's something that can be put in any room around the house. Next you have is something called a multi-sensor. The multi-sensor will be something that can be attached to windows, doors, cabinets and garages, and what that will allow you to do is allow you to leave your home and see whether or not the doors have been opened, closed, or whether you've left them open when you've left the house as well. What they can actually also do is detect vibrations and moisture. So for example, if you've left a window open and it starts raining, you'll be able to detect moisture that's actually coming into the house, so it can alert you via your smartphone app and send you a text out as well.
Okay, so I take it the hub has to be connected up to your broadband, your network?
Through the Wi-Fi, and then it will connect to your devices wirelessly through that as well.
Okay. The next one. And with the lighting, is that through something like Philips Hue or one of the lighting systems that are on the market?
The lighting systems, what it'll do is it's through the motion sensor, so it'll connect to your electrics for you.
Uh-huh.
And then what we'll do is once that connects through Wi-Fi, that'll be able to connect through all the lighting. So you can set what lighting you have, so you need to make sure your whole house doesn't light up when you don't want your whole house to light up as well. You got that. And then what we're doing next is the power outlet, what you can see here.
Uh-huh.
So the power outlet is there to control, again, that will control lights, electronics, and small appliances.
Okay.
Best thing about the power outlet is it's something that can actually be put on a forced schedule. So what I mean by that is you could set your coffee machine on a schedule. So every day or on certain days in your schedule, when you wake up at a certain time, your coffee machine will then turn on, so it's brewing a coffee for you. So by the time you've woke up, got ready and got downstairs, you've got a brew of coffee ready for you to pour out. Same with a kettle, a TV can turn on or it can turn off depending on what you want on there as well. And then the last one we're having on there is something called a pressure sensor, which is this one over here. What that'll be is it's a small tag. That tag can then be put on car keys, can be put into a bag, can be given to your children, put in their bag or on a pet collar. That's an actual alert, and it will alert you when that presence has been noticed, whether it's left your home or whether it's come into your home as well. So it allows you to get a notification to say, oh, they've left the house, they've come into the house, so you know who and who isn't coming in and out of your house as well on there.
Okay. So what about we've got the Yale locks involved as well then?
The Yale locks, I've got the Yale locks involved. So there's one Yale lock on this side and we've got another door over there with the Yale locks on that side. What I'll do is I'll get one of these guys from Yale.
Okay, well look, thanks Miles.
No problem.
Miles, look, that was great. Look, thanks very much. I'm now here with Hannah from Yale, who's going to tell us a bit more about the locks.
Absolutely, yeah. So at Yale at the moment we have two locks available. So we have the key free, which is for the UPVC doors or composite doors, so any with like a lift and lock opening mechanism, or alternatively we have the keyless, which is for a wooden door, and that works on a night latch principle.
Okay.
So both of which can work with the Samsung SmartThings system, which means that you can do things like geofencing, so when you're walking towards your door it will automatically open. Alternatively, you can use your app to open and close your door when you're not in. So say you've got someone coming around the house or a dog walker or whatever, you can open it for them.
Okay. And I take it the long one is the one for the double glazed doors?
Absolutely, yeah.
And it has a keypad on it?
It does, yeah. So it's got a keypad, and in this section here, it's also got a mechanical override just in case, because both of them are battery operated and they last around a year for batteries. But if the batteries do deplete, it gives you a lot of warnings, but you do have a manual override, or alternatively you've got a 9-volt point there as well, just in case.
Okay. And if somebody already has a door, is this something that they fit, or does a specialist need to come out and fit it?
This one for the UPVC is fully fitted, so the price includes installation, but the keyless one for a wooden door, you can fit it yourself as a DIY option.
Okay, and is the keyless one a replacement for, you said it was for the night latch style lock?
Absolutely, yeah. So at the front of your door, so you'll have a bit where you pop your key into, It will literally just replace that section. So you can use your old traditional night latch and just pop a digital one on the outside of the door.
Very good. And what are the price points that we're talking about here for these?
Yeah, so these are around £350 mark. So that includes installation as well as part of the price. And the keyless ones are from £99.
Okay. And with the keyless ones, you can do it by your smartphone, by a magnetic card, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. So you can use a little key tag. You can use RFID cards. You can also use it by phone. And they've got a little keypad on them as well, Just in case you've got all of them. I haven't got any of those things.
Okay. And are there any restrictions on, you know, how many key tags you can have, how many apps you can have?
Yeah, so on the keyless we've got up to 20, and I believe This is the same, so I think it's up to 20 here as well. But you do have a 24-hour code, so say you've got a builder or someone coming in who won't come in after 24 hours, you can just give them a code which will be removed from the system, and you can have as many of those as you like.
Okay, and in terms of other security features, is there anything like, you know, would you get a notification if it becomes obvious that somebody's trying lots of PIN numbers?
This, both the units are alarmed, so If anyone tries to tamper it, then it will start screaming at you. The PIN numbers themselves are up to about 12 digits long, so We make sure they're very secure. So we say it's about the same as mobile banking, so it's that kind of level of security. You don't get a notification if someone's trying to hack into it. However, it will time out if you get the code wrong 3 times, And it will automatically lock the system, and you won't be able to do it for another 5 minutes.
Okay, look, that's all really interesting. If people want to know more, where can they go?
Yeah, yale.co.uk, all the information's on there.
Okay, look, thanks very much indeed, Hannah.
Thank you.